Time for tabloid trash.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
That's hot.
Winning.
And my heart is telling me that I just, like, did this too fast and I didn't know what I was doing.
Leave Benny alone.
So, Morgan Wallen kind of being dumb the other day. And as you know, he looks pretty guilty. He allegedly threw a chair off of a 6-story bar.
Yeah.
Hit the street 3 feet from a couple police officers that were there on the street. And of course, I don't even know, not that this makes it any better. I don't know if it's a case where Morgan could look over and see, okay, this is not going to hit anybody, or if he just threw it without even looking. I guess we're going to find all this stuff out. But, you know, he could face up to 6 years in prison.
Well, see, I read it was 1 to 15 years because he's the multiple counts.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That could be. That was just one person's opinion. One attorney said 6 years because it's a felony. If it were a misdemeanor, it would be reduced probably to under a year. We'll see what happens. I'm sure things are going to get reduced. He's a celebrity. This usually
he's going to have money to fight it. Yeah.
Right, but still, like, come on. Now, speculation, of course, is running rampant as to why he threw the chair. Some people are linking it with the marriage of his ex-fiance, KT Smith. She got married recently, and some people think maybe he's reacting to that.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, in all the footage, like, after it happened, he was fine. He wasn't upset one way or the other, you know?
I heard they were laughing, that him and a friend were laughing when they threw the chair over the roofs. No. So
it,
I don't know.
Well, it was at Eric Church's bar is where it happened at.
Uh-huh.
So on the marquee, like last night or whatever, they put something like our pigs fly, not our chairs, or something like that.
Something,
like,
yeah,
it was
allusion to
making
it.
Fun of it. Yeah.
Right. Luckily nobody was hurt. Now KT Smith doesn't believe that the two events are related,
don't think so either.
Yeah. You know, I'm obsessed with the royal family and I'm concerned about this, okay? I lose sleep over the royal family. Kate Middleton is the most popular member of the royal family.
Yeah.
And, of course, she's getting treated for cancer. And then King Charles only is expected to live for a couple years at the most.
Yeah.
So there's concern that Prince William is not ready. He's got kids to take care of. He's taking care of his wife. And he's going to be king. And this is stuff that causes me and probably Prince William to lose sleep at night.
They can get nannies and stuff. They'll be fine.
There you go. You just saved the monarchy just now.
I did.
This is sad news. Jay Leno has been named the official conservator for his wife, Mavis. She's suffering from dementia. They've been married for 44 years. Doesn't recognize him all the time.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Can't remember her birthday. I have a relative who had to take care, or decided, I guess, to take care of her spouse when he went through Alzheimer's and dementia. It's like one of the saddest things. I do not know how people can get the strength to do that.
A lot of love.
Yeah, a lot of love. And boy, we wish them the best. Tyler Hubbard has a new album coming out on Friday. And it's called Strong. And it's based on fan reactions to his songs.
Being that last year was really the first time that I got to start meeting my fans after putting out my debut album in January, it was really a time of really getting to know my audience, getting to know my fans, seeing who's coming to the shows, seeing who's listening to my music. And I know I didn't meet everybody, but I really started to get to know who my fans were. And so that really helped when it came to not only writing these songs, but picking songs for this project.
And by the way, Tyler is going to be at Boots in the Street on Saturday, June 15th in Sydney. So look for him there. That's a pretty big artist for that event.
Yeah.
Birthdays. Maren Morris is 34 today. Haley Joel Osment, who sees dead people, he is 36. This lovely lady, Mandy Moore, is 40 today. And as you know, Victoria, I suffer from Mandy Moore face blindness. I cannot pick
Did
out.
Did you run into her all the time?
No, but she was on This Is Us. And, she, you know, anytime I see a picture or any video, whatever, of Mandy Moore, I do not know who that is. It's weird. My wife has actually tested this out on me. She's actually taken, like, print ads from magazines,
yeah,
put them in front of me and said, who is this? And sometimes I pick it up because I know that she's testing my Mandy Moore face blindness. But sometimes I really have no idea. I don't know what
That's
Mandy Moore looks like.
That's got to be a very debilitating illness you have there.
You don't sound sincere when you say that. And it hurts my feelings.
Sorry.
Birthdays. From Anger Management and Heart of Dixie, Laura Bell Bundy is 43 today. And Steven Seagal is bloated and 73. And that's tabloid trash. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. It's 722. Coming up, we're going to belatedly announce the Sylvan Learning Center Teacher of the Week. And I just found out this morning, we have tickets to give away for Gary Allen.
Woohoo!
Yeah, concert on May 10th. So we'll give those away this hour as well. It's all happening. With us is a wonderful sponsor, Sylvan Learning Center. Gina Kreinbrink is there. Gina, who is this week's Sylvan Learning Center Teacher of the Week?
Well, we have a Miss Hutchins from Elmwood Elementary. Knox wrote into us telling us how much fun she makes learning. So, Miss Hutchins, you make learning fun, and you provide different ways to learn, and they really appreciate that, especially math bingo. So thank you, Miss Hutchins, for everything that you do for your kiddos.
Math bingo. I wish we played math bingo here at the Frog. We don't do that. He's lucky. And Miss Hutchins from Elmwood Elementary is clearly a well-deserving Sylvan Learning Center Teacher of the Week. That is fantastic. Hey, make sure you nominate your favorite teacher. Go to our website, 921thefrog.com. We still have a few weeks left of the school year. And speaking of that, Gina, when we only have a few weeks left of the school year, we want to finish strong, and there's still time to do that.
Absolutely. So, you know, I know you're winding down, but at the same time, the schools aren't winding down yet. So maybe our students are, maybe even some parents, but we still have that last leg of the school year to go. And let's finish it strong. And if this year wasn't what you wanted, then let's make next year better. And here at Sylvan, we'd love to show you how we can help. We have our programs that run year-round, and summer is a great time to get kids caught up. So if the school year hasn't gone the way we want it to, let's still finish strong and take this summer as an opportunity to get your kiddo where they need to be by fall. I'd love to show you how we can do that for you at Sylvan. Just give us a call at 419-331-7323.
And you guys can. You guys are professionals. You've been helping students and teachers and parents who are lost and don't know what to do. You've been helping those folks for a long time, and you guys at Sylvan are really great. Let's finish that school year strong. If you find your student is starting to slip, then by all means, get in touch with Sylvan. They can help finish the school year strong. Gina, how do folks reach you again? It's 419-331-7323.
Or go online at sylvanlearning.com.
And congratulations again to Miss Hutchins from Elmwood Elementary, this week's Sylvan Learning Center Teacher of the Week. And Gina, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Coming up, Victoria, we've got a chance to win Gary Allen tickets. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
He's going to be at the Rose Music Center at the Heights in Huber Heights on Friday, May 10th. So we'll have your chance to win. What's your favorite Gary Allen song?
Probably Airplanes.
Okay. Well, we've got a contest coming up where you've got to name all the songs in this mix of Gary Allen songs they've put together. So we'll do that coming up on The Frog.
Lima's new country, 92.1, The Frog.
One of my favorite all-time artists is Gary Allen. I just love him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we've got a pair of tickets to give away. Here's how this is hopefully going to work. I've got a remix, Victoria. I'm known for my DJ and mixing skills. You know.
Okay.
So I've remixed some Gary Allen songs, and there are four of them. The first person to identify all four song titles correctly will win a pair of tickets to see Gary in concert on Friday, May 10th. 419-879-9292 is our number, and here is the mix.
Nothing on but the feeling again, so I'm just sitting out.
What is that? 419-879-9292. Let me play it again.
Nothing on but the feeling again, so I'm just sitting out here.
419-879-9292. If you could identify all four of those songs.
I can.
I know you can. I'm sure you can.
But I can't win.
No, you can't win. And you'll find that doing the show with me, you really can't win. 419-879-9292 for a pair of Gary Allen tickets for Friday, May 10th at Huber Heights. What are these four song titles?
Nothing on but the feeling again. So I'm just sitting out here.
Your chance to win tickets? Now, I realize Gary Allen has been around a while, and it's been a while since he's had a real big hit on the radio. I think he's kind of in retirement mode, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's just chilling. He's but his concerts are fun, though.
Oh, absolutely. And so I think some of the younger folks out there may not know all these songs, but if you know the four song titles, you've got a chance to win tickets to see Gary Allen Friday, May 10th.
Nothing on the day.
I'm telling you, Victoria, some days I have to work for my pay.
Yeah.
Most days I just come in and I goof around. Should I give a hint or should I just move on?
Give a hint.
I'll give a hint. Okay, I was hoping you would say move on.
Oh, okay. Let's move on.
No. Let's do this. Let's make it 3 out of 4. If you know 3 out of 4, then you will win tickets to see Gary Allen Friday, May 10th.
Nothing.
Well, life ain't always beautiful, Victoria.
It's a beautiful ride.
It is. So we'll move on. Coming up is 3 big things. We'll have more tickets to give away, probably in a different manner.
Yeah.
Coming up soon on The Frog. Coming up is 3 big things, including whether you like to road trip or fly. People have a preference, and I'm a little bit surprised by it. Plus, the ACM Award nominees are out, and other stuff to get to in 3 big things on The Frog.
3 big things.
3 big things brought to you by Activate LA County. The first big thing. The ACM Award nominees have been announced. This is Megan Maroney. She is not the top nominee, but you was a good guess.
Yeah.
She leads the way for women with 6 nominations.
Okay, well, I was close.
You were. No, you did a good job guessing. Luke Combs actually leads the nominations with 8, including nods for entertainer, male artist, album, song, and single, music event. And the ACM Awards will stream live on Amazon Prime Video on May 16th. And so if you want to see those, you can. Second big thing, if you woke up on Tuesday with eye pain, I'm sure there's quite a few people that also did as well, and because of the eclipse.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not a doctor, believe it or not, because I'm in radio. You know,
I guess, what does the eye pain have to do with the eclipse?
Well, if you looked at the sun too much, if you made, you know, didn't use the proper eye stuff, your eyes might hurt. And if that's you right now, just know that there's no treatment for it, is what experts say, but that most people recover within 3 to 6 months.
So, but we're not doctors, so if your eyeballs hurt,
I know,
see an eye doctor.
Well, yeah, I know.
Definitely go do that.
I needed one of the 3 things.
Okay.
Second big thing is not medical, okay? Second big thing, according to a survey, it seems when it comes to travel these days, 3/4 of us would rather drive than fly. Obviously, it depends. Yeah. To me, it depends where you're going. Mm-hmm. The thing about driving, even though I realize you really don't have a lot of control over accidents when you're driving.
Well, yeah.
Right. I know. But I feel like I have more control when I'm driving than if I'm on a plane.
Yes.
Where I have no control whatsoever. Yeah. But it just depends. Like, I'm done with long road trips as much as possible. When you're young, they're fun. They're exciting. When you're 51 like me, you're I don't want to drive 12 hours.
Well, I think like you said, it really depends though. Like if you're going to Florida and you can drive for, let's say, like 8 hours, stop for a day or two in some state and then finish your trip down. Like that's one thing. But if you're just driving all the way straight through, that would be torturous to me.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I think I'd still rather drive. I'm kind of, but I'm really on the fence. It just depends. Mm-hmm. That's 3 big things with 1 medically dangerous one.
So that was the 3rd big thing, not the 2nd.
That was the third the medically dangerous one was the second one.
Yeah. So then you opened that one. You're like, second big thing. And I was like, I don't think it is.
Okay.
But I didn't know if my eyeballs were just messing up my ability to count.
Three big things. Shamefully brought to you by Activate LA County. Coming up, green flags that women see in guys.
Oh, so yes. Like, let's talk about that. We always talk about red flags.
Yeah, these are green flags that women see in men. Now, from the Knippen Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram News Desk, here's what's happening on The Frog. I have here a list of green flags, like good things about men that, that women should look for instead of like bad things.
Okay.
Because there's a ton of bad things. And I think one of these you're going to pick on me for, but I don't know. Okay, so this one I think you're going to pick on me for because we were just talking about it off the air. A good thing in a guy is someone who's able to listen rather than waiting for his turn to talk. And you just accused me off the air of not paying attention to whatever you were saying.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't.
Exactly.
But in my defense, I'm doing a morning show over
here.
So
am I.
Okay. Another... But, okay, so getting back to this, as a green flag. So you want a guy who is not just nodding and going,
You want an active listener, yeah.
Yeah.
But you would want that in a girl, too.
Yeah, that's true. Although I do think it's hilarious when sometimes when my wife isn't listening and I'll say something ridiculous like, oh, and then a dinosaur ran into the street and she'll just be like, uh-huh. And I love that. It's hilarious to me because she's not paying any attention. Another green flag, something to look for in men, is a guy who can laugh at his own mistakes. Another thing to look for is a guy who doesn't feel the need to come off as the smartest person in the room. Am I guilty of that sometimes? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I try not to be. I try not to be guilty of any of these. Well, these are green flags, but I try to do all these things.
Yeah.
Someone who could talk with you instead of at you. Okay, I didn't realize I was going to start comparing myself to these, but...
Yeah, I don't know why you are either.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. Someone who has the woman's back and who is reliable.
So yeah, you want a partner who has your back.
Yeah, I guess these are all kind of common sense, really.
Yeah, okay. They go for either gender, yeah.
This one I'm not sure holds true. Women should look for a guy who keeps their living space nice, which I agree with that, which means all the future housework won't just be on the girl. And that's not necessarily true, I don't think.
That's not necessarily true, because my boyfriend kept a clean house. Right. And then we moved in, and...
And things changed.
Yeah, I can't even... Actually, this morning, I was so happy. He put his toothbrush in the toothbrush holder, and he's been getting so good at that.
Isn't it funny how it's the little things that can drive you nuts? Like, you think about it, don't you? And, I mean, I do that with my wife, and I'm sure I do things that drive her nuts, too.
Yeah. Oh, I know I do stuff that drives him nuts. I can be a bit of a clutterer, and I don't mean to be, but I am.
Yeah. Okay, another green flag, and then we'll wrap this puppy up, I guess, is a guy who shows courtesy to wait staff, animals, and old people.
But again, you'd want anybody that does that.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, wait, let's do one more. A guy who isn't a mama's boy. That, to me, could be...
Well,
a reason to run. There's a
lot.
I
want you to have a relationship with your family, but...
Right. I want you to care about your mom, but...
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. Green flags, which kind of turned into red flags, and then kind of turned into me being neurotic and just comparing them all to me.
Oh, neurotic.
Yes, neurotic.
I thought you said erotic.
I heard what...
Like,
yeah.
Oh.
No. Nope. That's not what I was doing. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. And on the way... We've got tabloid trash, including the latest on Morgan Wallen. I guess you're not supposed to throw furniture off of roofs.
No.
We'll get up to a date on what he's up to and what's going on with that coming up on The Frog.